Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
All right, I'm on the air. Okay, welcome to The Savage Nation. Today we continue talking about bookstore horror stories. And you know, here's a real interesting fact. You know that I've been banned from Fox News because of the globalists who own it. And Prince Alawid, the 18%, and although they pretend to be concerned. God bless them all, but they do a fairly good job. I'm blacklisted from Fox. The networks, of course, you don't even consider. There's a few radio shows I did today. I'm exhausted. I'm dead. But do you know, based on WorldNet Daily, Drudge Report ad, and my show, take a guess. Listen to this. Here's a little fact that no one knows in the media. Yesterday, WorldNet Daily wrote an article saying 30 days left to save America, Reed Savage's Stop the Coming Civil War. It was linked on the top of Drudge, 1.2 million hits in one day to one article. 1.2 million hits. Where did you hear about my book online? Was it on Facebook? Was it on Twitter? Was it on the Drudge link, WorldNet Daily, Michael Savage? I really don't know what's going on here, but I do know this. We're halfway to our target. Let me explain what I mean by that. In order for me to make the New York Times bestseller list next week, I have to sell a certain number of copies. I'm going up against ferocious competition supported by Fox, ABC, CBS, NBC, USA Away, New York Times, LA Times. I have no one in the media to speak of. We're halfway to being number one. There are 3 days left for you to go and buy the book in a bookstore. It's that simple. How's that? I mean, many of you intend to buy it. This is the week I need. It's like, I'll tell you the new metrics of movies and books. Here's what it is. You may as well learn something I only learned recently. In the old days, a movie could take a while to take off. They got 2 weeks now. If a movie doesn't make it in 2 weeks, it's finished, it's garbage, it's on cable. It's the same in books. You make it week one and week two or forget about it. The book is remaindered. So if you want the message of Stop the Coming Civil War, if you want to talk about the horrors of what's actually going on and you intend to buy it, I need you this week. It's that simple. Now, before we begin talking about the news, I've got to play some sound bites for you that are amazing. First is the clueless John Kerry, who, in my opinion, should be impeached for what he says. He says in response to the plague of Ebola, we need to keep the borders open. And then we go to Pat Buchanan, who says the opposite. Listen to clips 5 and 8 on the Savage Nation. Again, a pause, like a zero.
And we need borders to remain open.
I love this.
And we need to strengthen the medevac capacity. We need countries to contribute more Ebola treatment centers. And we need other African countries with the capacity to send
responders. Let's stop right here. John Kerry should be impeached for this. He should go to Africa and become an aid worker if he believes that there's no chance of it spreading. Now let's listen to Pat Buchanan in clip 8.
Our first duty is to our families. It's to one another. When I was a kid, we had 9 children in the Buchanan family, 2 parents. We were regularly quarantined for measles, mumps, scarlet fever, and things like that, and chicken pox. It wasn't because they disliked Catholic families, large families. It was to protect the community.
Right. Borders, language, culture, of course, immigrants and epidemics. I've been preaching that for 30 years. And I've been praying, by the way, for a godsend to save the country from Obama and the four horsewomen of the apocalypse. And what I'm about to say should not be misinterpreted. God acts in very strange ways. Sometimes it takes an epidemic for people to wake up. The radical leftists who are running this country run it like it's a religion or like a mafia. It's one and the same thing in most cases. It's a religious mafia that is absolutely closed to any opinions that go up against their doxies or their belief system. So if you say to them, close the border, stop the flights from the Ebola-ridden nations, they say, well, we can't do that because we'd have to admit that we were wrong about open borders. Their mantra is open borders are good, open borders are great, open borders are good for the economy, open borders are this, open borders are that. It's all a lie. It's a gigantic lie. A nation is defined by its borders, language, and culture, as I've said for 30 years. A cell is defined by its cell membrane. If you puncture the cell membrane, bad stuff gets in and the good stuff oozes out. Is it any different with the Mexican border? Look at the bad stuff that's oozed into this country, and I mean ED-68. from Central American countries where that virus is endemic. It's infecting our children. It's killed several of them. Not one word from any of the hacks who know how to make a Windsor knot and go on television with their twisted mouths. They look like Al Sharpton's lawyer, found in a penthouse afterwards having raped one of the women, allegedly raped one of the women who attended this dirtbag's 60th birthday party. Big story in New York, by the way. Hasn't made it west of the Hudson River. But I always wondered, by the way, as a side note, how Al Sharpton was able to get away with what he's gotten away with. And I didn't know it till I saw the face of Sanford Rubinstein, the lawyer who makes my flesh crawl. He's a stereotype of everything wrong with the people I ran away from in New York, all wrapped up in one old man with long hair. That's the man who did it. That's the man who sued the New York Police Department over and over and over again and made a fortune doing so. That's how that dirtbag street radical has gotten so far as to virtually dictate to America who shall be the next Justice Department chief. That's how far this country has fallen. Now, that's just the opening to the show, and I'm dead tired. You can imagine what I'd be saying if I wasn't this tired. I've been up since 6 in the morning. I'm not complaining. I told you that this takes a great toll on me. How does a person of my status in the world still do this? I don't know. Where do I get the energy from? I don't know. It's otherworldly. But this morning, before the show, I did 3 hours of radio, Skype, you name it, and I thought I could not do the show. I said, I'm never doing this again. I'm getting burned out. What, are they crazy throwing this at me? No, I'm crazy than they are for accepting it. So I go on one show after another. One of them set me up. I knew it would happen. It's the, I won't even tell you who. I'll tell you about it after it runs. I knew it was coming. My instinct said, don't go on his show. But I'll tell you about it after the article comes out. I knew not to trust him. I could tell by his bow tie he was a slime ball playing both ends against the middle. But nevertheless, I did it. I did an hour on Skype. I'm dead tired. I'm like a fighter in the 12th round of a 15-round fight. That's how I feel. But the fact of the matter is I'm not going to quit. I never have and I never will. It's God who's going to quit me, not you. And I want to tell you one other thing, very important for you to hear. Those of us who are trying to spread the truth about this disease called liberalism, about the demonic individuals who are turning this country on its heels, are like salmon swimming upstream to spawn the truth. It's an analogy that I used on one of my shows today. I said we're like salmon swimming against the tide. When you see a book of this nature doing so well, I mean it's a national phenomenon already, and yet the fakers at Fox News refuse to have me on right down the line, think about what that means. I'm a salmon swimming upstream. So I want to go to you, the listeners, to talk about what you've experienced and to continue to give you the news, talk about Ebola, talk about Obama saying there's a sense the world is spinning so fast that nobody's able to control it. That's nice to hear from the President of the United States. That's really nice to hear that the President says the world is spinning so fast that no one is able to control it. He's the one who took it off its axis. This one man has almost destroyed the entire world. WABC Dave, you're the first up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Mike, I got a real horror story for you as far as Barnes & Noble.
I'm listening.
Monmouth Mall, New Jersey, right? Monmouth County, one of the most conservative counties in the state of New Jersey.
Right.
Go in there right after work, get my wife, go in there looking for, of course, your book. Plenty of Pantanita, he's got a whole display. O'Reilly's got a whole display, dozens of books. I can't find your book.
Uh-huh.
I ask a 19-year-old punk behind the counter. I says, I'm looking for Michael Savage's, Stop the Coming Civil War. He's like, there should be something out there. I says, well, we looked everywhere. I says, we can't find nothing. So he leads me around, and lifts up a book, some other book, didn't even recognize the author, the name, and underneath that book were two Michael Savage books.
So, that's in Barnes & Noble. You know, I gave them so much free publicity for a month now, they should be ashamed of themselves. Hey, Mr. Barnes, you're not very noble if you let this go on in your stores. I'm not saying this is typical, but it's not the first time I've heard it, David. I'm getting pissed off. I am sick of it. To let these punks with rings on their souls control the books in this country is sickening. So what can I say to you, Dave? You know, what is, I thank you for being a loyal listener, and I hope you're able to find it underneath that stack of Mommy Has Two Daughters or whatever. KSFO, San Francisco. Kip, give us a report from the bookstores. What's going on, Kip?
Hi. My husband tried to go to 4 different Barnes & Noble stores yesterday to get your book. It was Not nowhere there. None. All four.
Well, it's the Bay Area. Didn't they burn them down at the Center Square? Didn't they ask the members of Occupy to take the book and put lighter fluid on them and burn them because they're not books that should be permitted in America?
No.
Well, they don't need to burn books in America. All they need to do is bury them in the back of bookstores so they could sell Jenny Has Five Fathers.
But how come they'd only have five copies? That was all that was sent to them.
Yeah, they underordered the book. Listen, Panchetta destroyed the military. Now he's acting like he's courageous. I love this. Panchetta came in as a destroyer of the U.S. military. He cut the Defense Department. He undermined us as CIA director. Now he's acting like Mr. Good Guy criticizing Obama, and he's on every television show. It's amazing, isn't it? And every bookstore has 1,000 copies of a book that's automatically remaindered, while my book, which is going to be a raging bestseller, can't be found anywhere.
Right. Well,
I don't know. I don't have a good... Listen, I have no... You know, there's a saying in Alcoholics Anonymous, which I hear from friends, because I've never gone to AA, nor am I a recovery. I'm the only man my age who's never been in recovery, nor do I consider it at all. I still enjoy alcohol. 2-3 drinks a night is fine, the nights I want to drink. But I want to say this. There's a saying from friends in AA which they tell me, God, give me the strength to control which I can and I guess ignore which I can't. I can't control what the punks in the bookstores do. All I can do is write the book and tell you about it on the radio show.
Yeah, we've got to...
That's all. Next case. Let's move on. U.S. officials, ISIS will capture Kobani, but it's not a big concern to us. Impeachable. Wait till you see the Kurds being slaughtered, buried alive, women raped. That's nothing compared to what's happening. 855-400-7282, I hope is my phone number. I really don't know. I can't remember. Let's go to a few other markets around the country. Let's go to KKOB in New Mexico. Oleg, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yes. You know, the situation with Ebola is just shocking, and I knew it was going to happen. And it seems like it's done by design to distract people from what's going on in the country.
I don't know if it's by design. I do know that it didn't have to happen. I know that Obama permitted this Thomas Eric Duncan to carry the deadly virus with him from his home in Liberia. It never should have been permitted. He should have been sent right back. He should have been indicted and turned around on a plane and sent back to the country of origin. You know, return to sender, no return address required. It's outrageous. This is Obama's legacy. Ebola and Obama are becoming synonymous in this country. Whether by design or stupidity, I don't know, Oleg. Thank you for the call. I can't understand how they bring it in by design. I mean, it makes no sense to me. I mean, anything is possible when you have such... intelligence there, but who knows? Oh my goodness, it's now 19 minutes after the hour. We're talking about all the news of the day that is fit for print, that doesn't make it to print, right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUYCOIN.
I know that at least 10 ISIS fighters have been caught coming across the Mexican border in Texas. Because I've asked the Border Patrol, caught them at the border. Therefore, we know that ISIS is coming across the border. And if they catch 5 or 10 of them, then you know there's going to be dozens more that did not get caught by the Border Patrol. But that's how you know. All you have to do is ask the Border Patrol.
That's one of our best representatives, Duncan Hunter. His father was also great, warning us that Obama's open borders policies to permit these children with diseases in order to create the new North American, South American continent, is now permeated by ISIS fighters. It's permeable, rather, and ISIS fighters are crossing the border. Here's a story to show you how Sharia law is being slowly but stealthily pushed into America by the radical Islamists with their liberal vermin friends. Listen to the headline, Muslim woman barred from Colorado pool over dress. Already? The next headline, Muslim mother turned away from rec center pool. A Colorado city is standing by its decision to turn away a Muslim woman from its recreation center pool for wearing an Islamic dress over a shirt and pants. Saba Ali said she offered to just wear the shirt and pants to swim, but was denied. Commerce City spokeswoman Michelle Halstead said street clothes aren't allowed in the pool because they can increase the likelihood of contamination and waterborne illness. She says full-body swimsuits are allowed, including burkinis, which are loose-fitting full-body swimsuits with a hood made for Islamic women. You're a hood. Can you imagine women who want to wear a hood? Can you imagine the psychosis of a religion that puts a woman in a hood? What country on earth would permit this in a modern world? France has banned the burqa. Anyway, this lovely prize of Islam says that she was banned from the pool because she's Muslim. You know what it is. She got a lawyer of the type that Al Sharpton has used, and she's looking for a lawsuit. Someone wrote this. What is this country coming to? It's okay by me if she wants to drown wearing too much clothing and water. Ooh, that's awful. Another one writes, Islamization of America and Sharia law coming to a neighborhood near you. Another one said, maybe they thought she was going to commit jihad in the shallow end. Then someone says, are women even allowed to swim in public under the Quran? Women do not have any right under the Quran. I mean, it's very interesting. Then someone wrote this, sanitation rules are lost on people who eat on the floor with their bare hands. Ooh, that's nasty. But here's an example of how liberalism, run by lawyers of the type that Al Sharpton's used all these years, are now using Muslims to break down America's sanity at the lowest level. It's unbelievable to me. Let's go to the callers. WBAP in Dallas. Mike, you're on the Savage Nation. What's your topic?
Hello, Dr. Savage. I was at the Hastings bookstore looking for the new arrivals. Your book wasn't there. I looked at discounted new arrivals. Guess who was there? But your book wasn't there. So I went to the political science place, and your book wasn't there. And lo and behold, there was someone schlepping books on the aisles. And I said, hey, you got Michael Savage's book, Stop the Coming Civil War? And she says, yeah. And the book, I mean, her side of the cart was facing the...
I see. So she had it buried on a cart. Here's what I'm going to tell people. I want you to go into the bookstores and commit anarchy. I want you to find my book and put it on the front counter. I want you to take America back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
Listen, I'm not going to talk about my book for the rest of my life. Maybe another couple of days is all I'm going to do. It's week one where you either make it in the top three or forget about it. I got to tell you something. If you think that you can take the country back through the ballot box in November, which I hope we can do, that's one thing. But I got to tell you something. When I get reports like I'm getting on this show yesterday and today that in Barnes & Noble and other stores, the book is either being buried or dismissed completely, when the publisher, in fact, bought for upfront placement, I'm going to say something that's quite controversial, but I'm going to risk everything by saying it to you. I want you to be an anarchist. I need you to go into the store, and if you don't have the guts to pick up my books from wherever they're hiding them and put them on the front table, you're never going to take the... I want you to take the country back one bookstore at a time. How's that? I just made a statement. I'm going to live by it. I don't know whether my publisher cares. I don't know whether Barnes & Noble cares or the other chains. You're going to find my books. You're going to carry them to the front. You're going to put them on the front table or the front counter. And let's see what happens. If you don't have the guts to do that in a bookstore, forget about the country. It means they'll take everything away from you. Many of you say, oh, they're never going to do this, never going to do that. Well, why don't you start in a bookstore? It's a safe place. See, let your heart pound. Let it beat some blood into your jaw. Maybe good for you. Go and do it. Take the country back one bookstore at a time. Don't let them get away with this. Now let's go to something other than the book, because I'm getting angrier by the second. Let's go to some big stories. WABC, Thomas, go ahead, please.
Thank you so much, Michael, and all the best to you. Michael, you ever noticed the level that the left lies, the level they're going to? They tell you to keep your children home from school when they're sick until they're symptom-free. But the left would have us believe that we should immerse in the general population with people that have Ebola. So the common sense practice of isolation and identification somehow doesn't apply to Ebola because...
Oh, no, and Jesse High Jackson didn't miss the opportunity to fly to Dallas and try to stir up some hatred and anger and see if he couldn't cash in on the drug companies and shake them down. What's he saying? We're supposed to give free medication now to Africa? Who's going to pay for that? Why doesn't he and Al Sharpton take some of the hundreds of millions they've earned over the years and use it to buy some medication for the third world? They could certainly act like Schweitzers, couldn't they? Thanks for the call. No one knows who Albert Schweitzer is anymore. That's all. WABC, New York City, Gary, welcome to the Savage Nation. I pressed the wrong button. Gary's on line 7. Go ahead, Gary.
All
right,
the Michael,
air.
You are an intellectual genius, and you ever notice they always, these politicians always scare the senior citizens, oh, we're running out of Social Security money, but these same politicians never talk about running out of welfare checks, and Mike, they're open border freaks, because freaks would only let people in the country with diseases, they'll let terrorists come in and hold.
Well, hold on, well, I know all of this, I even said it yesterday, why are we cutting benefits for our veterans, but we're not stopping the payments or benefits to illegal aliens? I also said, we constantly hear about how Social Security is going to run out of money, but we never hear about welfare or food stamps running out of money. That was on my show yesterday.
I know. I heard it, and I've said it for years. Mike, I was in two bookstores, an independent bookstore. They didn't have your book. They claim they're going to order it now. I went into another bookstore, a famous one, and somebody took your book and put it set in front of center stage, in the spotlight, right in the darn center of that store. Your book is sitting there, Mike, and it's looking pretty. That's where it belongs.
Well, because you are the man with guts, and I thank you for daring to stand up to these punks, these minimum wage punks, who want to push their psychotic agenda upon America, because they take books. I know these kids. A lot of them take jobs in bookstores because they think they're raging intellectuals, and it's all a joke to them. They're really writing the great American novel, you see. And by working in a bookstore and selling these cheap commercial books, they can actually get a chance to control what America reads. You see how that works? Well, you know what? Seize America. Take it back from these kids. They have no right to override their own company's policies. Do what you think is best. Go in there and show the guts that this guy just showed. Put the book up front. That's what I say. It's as simple as that. WFTL in Florida. Miles, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Dr. Savage. I just visited the Boynton Beach establishment of Barnes & Noble here on Congress Avenue around 3:30 this afternoon. And I went in and I looked at the front tables of new arrivals. Your book was nowhere to be seen. I went to the customer service desk. I asked about it. She says, oh, yeah. She says, let me go find it. And it was on the back table of new arrivals. I think there were four tables. It was on the back one. Only one copy left, and she said, I've been handing them out all day. This must be the last one, which I really didn't believe, and it was not.
Boynton Beach, Florida, being in. I'm sending reports, by the way, as you speak. We're going to take this country back one bookstore at a time. Look, we've known that the liberals control the government and the media, but if we realize now that they're burying books that they don't like, how far away are we from burning books? It's enough already. I've had enough of this. I'm not going to put up with it. I'm unleashing my savage army on the bookstores. I want you to go out and be an anarchist. I want you to find Stop the Coming Civil War and put it in the front. Put it on the front table. Why don't you stand there and say you're not doing this to us? Period. End of story. See what happens. They're not going to arrest you. They're not going to arrest you. Thanks for the call. I'm not going to do this forever. A day or two, that's it. One last point. Very important. Breaking news. Breaking news. Ready for this? Mr. Kerry, Mr. Obama, you should be arrested for crimes against humanity. Here's news, breaking news in the Savage Nation. New Ebola patient suspected in Dallas. Had contact with Dallas patient zero. Thank you, Mr. Kerry, for telling us we need open borders. Thank you, Mr. Ebola, for telling us that you're not going to stop flights from that ravaged nation where the epidemic is raging out of control. Again, breaking news. This is impeachable. They should be tried for crimes against humanity. Did you hear what I just said? Here's another one. Frisco, Dallas suburb. Are you ready? Crews are preparing to transport a patient exhibiting signs and symptoms of Ebola from a Frisco Care Now to Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas. The Care Now is located in the 300 block of Main Street. Patients are currently being held inside the clinic as crews at the scene examine staff and others inside the building. The patient claims to have had contact with a Dallas patient zero. That's that wonderful individual from Liberia who came and brought the infection to America. A statue should be erected for him outside the White House. According to a statement from the clinic, the patient answered yes on a form regarding travel to West Africa. Ladies and gentlemen, if they do not close off air travel to and from West Africa, we're going to have to do it for them. We're going to have to save ourselves from these psychotics who are ruining America. I'm telling you right now, it's going to happen. We have to take the country back or we're all going to get... I'll stop right here. I'm getting so mad, I'm almost foaming. They violated all commonsensical rules. They violated all rules of epidemiology, all rules of medicine, all rules of public health. And they're doing so at your risk. They tell us we have to have open borders. They tell us we have to absolutely not block flights from Africa. Let me tell you what I said yesterday. The African nations surrounding Liberia and other nations plagued by Ebola. Do not let individuals from those nations travel into those surrounding nations. What does that mean? It means third world African dictators have more common sense and more care for their citizens than does Barack Hussein Obama. The man is committing a crime against humanity. This is no longer politics. This is a crime. The flights must be stopped. The borders must be sealed. It's everything I've talked about for 30 years. It's everything I've written about for 30 years. The phone number is 855-400-7282. Again, that's breaking news. Ebola patient taken to the hospital. Another one in Dallas. He had contact with patient zero. And yet Obama gets up there and says we must have open borders. By the way, a conference will be held, I think, in about an hour. And outside the building right as we speak, people in hazardous material suits ready in an ambulance for transport of the next patient in Dallas. You can blame it on this administration. They're going to kill all of us unless we take the country back from them. I don't know what else to say to you. What do you want me to say to you? That it's just something that's going to be cured? It's something that we're going to ignore? The government's in control? I want to play for you another soundbite. And that is, again, John Kerry, who again is lying through his teeth. Listen to clip five. Listen to this man and tell me if you disagree with him. Listen.
We need airlines to continue to operate in West Africa, and we need borders to remain open.
Stop it. Crime against humanity. Crime against humanity. In another time, the man would be impeached immediately. The military would go in and seize the government for this in another country. They wouldn't let this go on. They wouldn't let this go on. The country is going to be decimated unless somebody steps up and saves this nation. Who's that going to be? Who's that going to be? Who's that going to be? Jackson, Mississippi, WYAB, Elwood, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, Doc, want to let you know, just walked out of Barnes & Noble. You were right in front, first thing you saw when I walked in the door. Had six of them on prominent display. I left them four. I would have cleaned them out, but it's been a
struggle. Well, wait, but where are you in Mississippi? Which store is this?
This is the Barnes & Noble at the Renaissance.
Is that a conservative neighborhood?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, well, maybe that explains it. I guess the clerk isn't someone with a ring on his nose.
No.
I guess the clerk doesn't have a green hair and such. Elwood, thank you very much for being a loyal supporter of the program. I don't want to just talk about the books, but believe me, I mean, burying the truth is about as great a violation of the Constitution as you can get in a country. It's as close as you're going to get to a book burning. Right now, if they're burying a book that you don't like, what are they going to do when they bury books that you do like? Are you wanting to put up with this? It should be that hard to buy a book that's famous? Unbelievable to me. I don't want to just talk about the books. I've given you breaking news. I've told you what the breaking news is. I just read it to you on the air. New Ebola patient in Dallas had contact with that prize illegal immigrant who flew in from West Africa to get free care, and now look what's happening. Look what's happening now. Look what's happening as a result of the idiocy of open borders. Look what's happening to our nation as a result of liberalism, the mental disorder. This is the latest headlines. These are the headlines. And the person responsible for it is right in the White House. Right in the White House, he could have stopped this cold. It didn't have to happen. We beat everyone again in the media. It's not on any website. Not on any website. Again, we had breaking news. If you just heard it, you heard it first in the Savage Nation. Neil, thanks for getting that off your Twitter feed. New patient exhibiting symptoms. Oh, here it is on top of Drudge. Claims had contact with victim. When are the people going to suddenly go out and protest this government? Frisco patient exhibiting Ebola symptoms. We're not talking about San Francisco. They've exhibited the symptoms of insanity for the last 30 years. So that's an old story. That's a disease that's already metastasized in San Francisco. It can't be contained. It's broken out. Liberalism, the mental disorder, has broken out to the extent that homeless people can crap in a mailbox and they invite him to the White House. KFNX, Arizona. Mike, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
I'd like to talk about the CDC and the Ebola breakout. A couple of years ago, I went to some FEMA training. They'd spent millions of dollars bringing community members in here, and the thrust of the training was to contain this, and it basically boiled down to nobody in and nobody out, but everything's been turned on its head, and nowadays it's everybody in and nobody kicked out.
There's a reason for Obama's madness, because it's not based on madness. It's based on a radical, internationalist, socialist, anarchist, Leninist agenda. If you can break a population down like this, if you can infect the population, whether it's by accident or on purpose, and nobody revolts, there's no rebellion, it tells you they can do anything they want. It means the population is completely destroyed. I know many of you sit there armed to the teeth and say they're never going to take my gun away. I got news for you, mister. They could take your wife away from you and you wouldn't do anything. They could take your children away to a re-education camp and you wouldn't do anything. Apparently, America's been destroyed and decimated. It didn't happen overnight. It's happened over a long period of time. I don't like what I'm seeing. I don't like what I'm hearing. This country is filled with a bunch of patsies. They'll do nothing. They watch gangsters like these civil rights lawyers, gangsters like these civil rights fakers sue police departments on fake crimes, fake hate crimes. They watch Muslims trying to go swimming in a swimming pool wearing a street clothing, and no one does anything. We're all paralyzed with fear. We're sitting here paralyzed with fear. I write a book. I give it my heart and soul, a year and a half. Publisher puts them out there. Punks in bookstores bury the book. What should I say about this? What shall I say? You're living in a free country? You're not living in a free country. You're living in something other than the United States of America. Obama has destroyed our borders, our language, and our culture. What's next? Tell me what's next. Tell me what's next. Well, here's a little story for you. Merchants of death. Vermont mom and her boyfriend accused of killing a disabled 13-year-old by putting alcohol in the boy's IV. Take a look at the mother and the father. Take a look at them. Two welfare slobs, Melissa Robitaille and Walter Richters III, were charged with second-degree murder today for 13-year-old Isaac Robitaille's August death. Take a look at them. Tell me if they've worked a day in their lives. Take a look at a nation where 50% of the population is subsidized by we, the workers and the taxpayers. 50% of the nation, fat slobs, sitting in houses, collecting welfare. Not in my world. I'd make them clean the gutters. I'd cut their welfare checks off yesterday. And I tell them, if you want to work, you'll make some money to buy food. Otherwise, we'll turn your heat off. We'll turn your water off. Not in my country. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN. Savage Nation, we're living in a time of total madness. First of all, the border should have been closed. Second of all, anyone who permits open borders should be impeached immediately. Thirdly, all flights from West Africa should be stopped immediately. Fourth, patient zero died, as you know, and now another person who had contact with him has gotten Ebola. Everyone in the administration, from the health director of the CDC, is lying. They should be, frankly, impeached for what they're doing. They tell us it's a difficult disease to spread. That's the new mantra coming out of their twisted, sick mouths. Ebola is a difficult disease to spread, they tell the idiots out there. And yet here's a person who had casual contact with the patient, and now they carried him out in a hazmat ambulance in Dallas. So who do you want to believe, Barack Obama, John Kerry, the fool who runs the CDC, or Michael Savage? I'll tell you what, don't listen to a word I say. In fact, I'll tell you what, why don't you go embrace an Ebola patient somewhere in Dallas? I'll tell you what. Why don't you go to Africa and embrace an Ebola patient to show that I don't know what I'm talking about? What is it going to take? I don't know. There's only so much any person can do. I've done all I can do to tell you and to give you the warnings about borders, language, and culture for 30 years now. I tried to write a book called Immigrants and Epidemics. Nobody would touch it 30 years ago. Well, guess who was right? Me. And guess who was wrong? You. And guess who needs to be impeached? Those who are lying to you about the dangers of Ebola. President Ebola is putting all of us at risk to this deadly pox that is spreading like Ebola. Did you hear what I just said? I'll be right back to take your calls and give you the latest news on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Two-year run. Johnny Ray. What a world we live in, Mike. I turn it off, this sappy. It's very cute, very nice. Who has time for romance in a world like this? Did you hear about this? Patient Zero, that prize that came in from Africa, who should have been blocked at the airport and sent back on a one-way ticket, died. Now a new patient has been taken out in a hazmat suit, exhibiting symptoms. He claims he had contact with the victim. And meanwhile, John Kerry says we have to keep flights from Africa. Obama says we need to open borders. Okay, my friends, I've made my peace with the world. Have you? We're going to go now to the biggest liar in the history of the health world, in my estimation. None other than a man who never should have been made health director. He's a political hack of the lowest order, about to lie to us again with another news conference. None other than Dr. Thomas Friedkin of the CDC. Let's listen to him now on the Savage Nation.
And we do that at many different levels. We do that in Dallas, where officials there.
I can't listen to him. First of all, I don't like his simping voice. That's number one. Number two, he's a political hack. Number three, he's lying. How do you know what Thomas Friedkin lies?
To ensure that if they do,
when he gets up and ties his Windsor knot in the morning,
isolated, and the chain of transmission can be broken. We do that in our health care.
Listen to this lying man. He just said he's talking about breaking the chain of transmission when a man who had casual contact with patient zero is already showing symptoms. How much more has to happen? I'm not going to do it. Let me give one more second to this guy.
At the source, understanding that until
shut
this
up.
Outbreak is
shut up.
Over
you're ashamed to your family name. You're ashamed to the medical profession. You're ashamed to your mother and your father. How did you ever
that we live in today?
Turn this. I can't take it. That's all. End the story. End the story. People would believe a word this man. They sit at his feet. What is it that everyone in the media is a moron and they have no guts? Hello? Is that possible? That everyone in the media is a moron and has no guts? The answer is no. Some aren't morons. Some have guts. Unfortunately, there's not enough of them. Okay, let's try it again. One more dose and I won't talk. Just lay it.
The basic principles we use when looking at interventions. We continuously Protecting Americans is our number one priority.
Oh, you liar, you. Second, we just had another patient who had casual contact. Arrest the man.
And that we can
this is like this guy's like 3-day old pizza that was found in the back of a pickup truck. They're trying to reheat it and serve it as fresh pizza. You told us this the other day. There was nothing to worry about.
Zero in this country. That's why we continue to surge.
Okay, stop. He just said the risk is zero. Meanwhile, I just carted another one out in Dallas who had casual contact with the patient. I don't believe what I'm listening to. Okay, this is not the Manchurian Candidate anymore. This is worse than any fiction movie I could. It's worse than any fiction I could ever write about a nation that's dead. It's like a nation that's like dead. I went to America, but it was closed, so I went home. I flew into America, but it was finished, so I went home. I mean, where is this country? What is this country? So I'm going to take callers on anything you want. I've had enough of this Ebola already. Colson on WMAL, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, I'm 17 years old, and I was raised to be compassionate. But how do I reconcile the fact that my president is opening the borders to a world epidemic when he should be closing them and protecting me and my fellow citizens? I have a feeling that...
The first person to be compassionate for are the healthy. The first rule of sanity is to protect the healthy, not to worry about the sick. Because if you don't protect the healthy, everyone will be sick. Doesn't that make common sense?
Yes.
The first thing you do is you isolate the sick. Then give them the care they need in the country where they got sick. You don't import them into a healthy nation. Did anything I just said not make sense? Or does it sound mean?
No, I agree.
No, but go listen to Thomas Friedkin telling you there's nothing to worry about. While they just carted out another Ebola patient who said he had casual contact with patient zero there from Liberia. I hope I've answered your question in some way. Let's go to the callers now around the country, around the nation, around the state, around the city. KSFO, San Francisco, Hong Kong. Brett, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you, Dr. Savage, for being the voice that you are. I have a little book adventure spying story for you from yesterday. I went to the Barnes & Noble here in Roseville, which is near Sacramento, and your book was nowhere to be found on any of the new release tables. I took pictures of all of that and then asked the person behind the counter where your book was. When he looked it up in the computer, he said it was still showing up as that it was not released yet. I told him, no, it was definitely released. Where is it at? He took a few seconds looking around, then he went behind the counter, disappeared, comes back with a copy of your book, and he says, oh, here you go. And I said, okay, well, where did you find it at? And he said it was in Current Affairs. So I went over to Current Affairs. It was located on the very bottom row. You could not even...
So in other words, the liberals who claim that they're liberals are really fascists, aren't they? They're just a step away from burning books. If they don't like a book, they bury the book. That's why they take jobs in bookstores. They're like Madame Defarge during the French Revolution. Well, I have a simple answer for you, whether it's my book today or a book that you like tomorrow. If they do this again, you have an option. You can be an army of the savage nation. Go in there, get the books, bring them up to Current Affairs, and put them in front of everybody else's book. In other words, you have the power to commit a form of anarchy. You can do the right thing. What are they going to do, arrest you for doing what should have been done in the beginning? I don't think so. Tell them that the book was paid. The publisher paid to put that book up front. You have no right to bury the book. You can be an army for this program and get the message out before it's buried altogether. Look, this is what goes on in a dictatorship. It's subtle at first, and then it's become more militant as the days go on. I thank you for reporting. I don't want to make the show all about the book today, but I'm getting angrier by the second, which is not a good sign. Because when I get angry, I might make a mistake, and I don't want to make a mistake. There's been a second Dallas victim. Did you hear what I just said? The second Dallas Ebola victim, while this creep, Thomas Friedkin of the CDC, is putting out his big lie. Big Brother is putting out his big lie that you have nothing to fear. It's a difficult disease to spread. Meanwhile, the second Ebola victim who had casual contact has just been carted away into a hazmat ambulance. Unbelievable to me. People don't care. It's like, who are you going to believe, reality or Thomas Friedkin? We've had 1,233,333 hits to date on the WorldNet Daily article on 30 Days to Save America. 1,233,330 hits in 24 hours on this article about my book, Stop the Coming Civil War. It's unbelievable to me. That is news unto itself. It's that simple. Is there any news you would like me to talk about? Any opinions you would like me to give you? Anything you'd like me to interpret, whether it's on Ebola, the ED68 virus that they brought in from the Central American countries with Obama's unaccompanied children, the fake war against ISIS. Here's a little story that I just caught that you might find of some interest to show you the actualities of Obama. I know he's a bashing Obama. Here's another one, though, for those of you who love him. I just caught this one, three articles in a row. Obama slams GOP as party of millionaires during a $32,000 per plate fundraiser. Hello? So what does that tell you? Either they're professional liars or blind or deaf and dumb. I don't know what it tells you. Mail online. Obama slams GOP as party of billionaires, then attends $32,000 head fundraiser hosted by billionaire property tycoon named Rich Richmond. Rich Richmond. He then attended a series of Democratic Party fundraisers hosted by wealthy donors, including billionaire Mr. Richmond. Another was held at the home of Bill White, a former museum head who had to pay New York $1 million in restitution for a state pension scheme. It's a party of the mafia. The Democrat Party is a party of criminals like out of The Sopranos. And yet we're sitting here being told that they're the party of the poor. Oh, look, he learned how to salute coming off the helicopter now. He put down the latte. There's no latte now. Here, Obama returns to the White House on Tuesday afternoon fundraiser, including one held at home of a supporter named Rich Richmond that cost $35,000 a person to attend. They taught him how to salute now. He put the latte down. As Obama was yucking up with wealthy Democratic donors, he sent out a fundraising email slamming the GOP for being in the pocket of billionaires, the Washington Times reports. Okay, what can I say? Politicians lie. They all lie. No, they don't all lie. Not all lie. And not all of them are as gilded as this one. This guy is like stucco on an old house, and the stucco has been falling off for a few months right now, if not a few years, and you're seeing the rotting wood underneath. Laurie on the Internet, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind? Go ahead. I think I hit the wrong button. Laurie, go ahead, please.
Yes, Michael Savage. Love your show. I've been listening for years. My question is, I'd like to know this man that just died of Ebola in Texas. They said he was unemployed. And the picture of the shack he lived in doesn't look like he had a lot of money. So I am curious where he got the money to fly.
Well, I raised that on my show on Monday, and I gave a supposition that it was a church group that flew him in. The do-gooders in the churches are looking for a few hot bodies because they make an awful lot of money on importation of diseases and in the importation of unaccompanied children. Remember, the churches are making billions of dollars on these issues. You understand that. I don't know if that's true for sure, but I think pretty much you can assume that it was a church group that gave them the money.
Oh, yeah.
They said about the missionaries in Hawaii, they went to do good and they did very well indeed. There's a lot of money to be made under the guise of doing good. Take a look at the two reverends out of the civil rights movement. They've done very well indeed, haven't they?
Oh, yes, they have.
I mean, Reverend Sharpton, we don't know where he got his degree from, says he does good and he does very well indeed. And his lawyer, Sanford Rubenstein, says he does very good things for the poor. He's worth $2.5 billion. So, Laura, you have to assume that there's a lot of money to be made off the Ebola epidemic. Think about how much money can be made on health care, medical care, ambulance care, medication if you bring in enough Ebola patients and spread it all around. Think about how much money some of the people who are rolling like pigs in mud as a result of Obamacare and the thievery surrounding it are going to make off Ebola. There's your answer. A nation dies like this. But you see, this is nothing new. We've always had greed. We've always had chicanery. In other times, though, a legitimate government would control it. But now when you have those promoting the very issues that we are talking about in government, it's almost hopeless. KCMO, Kansas City, DJ, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, I hope you're having a great day. I'd like to say that I know we don't see eye to eye on a lot of things. I'm gay, and I know you don't agree with that. And I also smoke pot, and I know you don't agree with that. But I also
Slow down. First of all, I'm a sexual libertarian. I could care less what anyone does physically. If that's what you do, I'm not saying I would do it, but it's what you do. I didn't tell you what to do, what not to do. I am a sexual libertarian. So I don't, marijuana, I smoked it when I was young. It screwed my life up. It slowed me down. I wish I'd never touched that evil weed. It's a poison to the brain. There's nothing moral or ethical about my statement. It's a medical statement.
And I don't disagree with that. However, I do have a successful job. I'm in the world. I'm working. My point is, I believe you're alienating an entire generation of 20-something-year-olds because I have a lot of friends who don't agree with you on social issues, but they stand beside you on this issue of amnesty for the illegals and this Ebola epidemic that's going to happen.
So you're saying I should support marijuana use in order to build my audience?
No, absolutely not. I'm simply trying to make a point that you have alienated my generation, saying we're all basically libertarians, and that's simply not true. There are plenty of people.
When did I say that? I have many listeners in their 20s who love me. I mean, you know, maybe in your circle they don't like me, but I can't please all of the people all the time. I mean, to say it like Lincoln did is I can please some of the people some of the time, and I can please some of the people all of the time, but I can't please all of the people all of the time. You know, you got to understand that. When you are an outspoken critic of corruption, greed, and illicit activity in a government, and now it's reaching a point of insanity. By the way, you say you're gay. You know, the gay people who may have compromised immune systems are certainly at greater risk of some of these diseases than people who don't have compromised immune systems. If I were a spokesman for people with HIV, I'd be screaming bloody murder about bringing in illegal aliens with ED-68 or permitting Ebola patients. Doesn't that make sense? Who am I alienating by saying that?
No, you're not alienating anyone. I'm actually one of those people who does have HIV, and it scares the living daylights out of me.
Should. So, in other words, my message of close the borders maybe will start resonating in the gay community. I'll realize I'm their best friend, not their worst enemy. Thank you for the call. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-CON. They all come from Kansas City, I wonder. All the crazy little women want open borders, flights from Africa, one-way trains from Honduras. Maybe that's where all the crazy little women come from, Kansas City, that are ruining America. Who knows? 4 years ago, Obama scrapped a proposed Centers for Disease Control rule, which gave the federal government the right to block ill travelers from entering the country. Now, why do you suppose the sickos at the ACLU wanted quarantine powers to be lifted? Meanwhile, the State Department is refusing to ban travel from West Africa to the United States, despite calls to do so from Democrat Representative Alan Grayson. Grayson first requested a travel ban back in July after the first Ebola cases broke out in West Africa. And by the way, at the same time, many countries in Africa are now prohibiting people who come from Ebola-affected nations from entering their country. What does that mean? It means that third world African dictators have more common sense than our dictator, President Barack Obama. It's that simple. WABC, Peter, go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Well, first, good luck with your new book. Michael, I can't stand political correctness. Obama was selected by the left for one reason, because they could play the race card with him. And here's a man who is of two different races, should know the stupidity and the hatred behind races, except he uses it for his advantage to push his agenda. I really believe this man does not like America. He believes America was a colonial country. You've said this many times before, and I thank you for that. And he's doing things physically to hurt people. You look at a woman being beheaded in Oklahoma, and he doesn't do anything or say anything.
No, not a word. Not a word. But he talks about Ferguson, Missouri, right? I get it.
Children are dying. This little boy that died a couple weeks ago in Jersey, everyone knew what it was from.
That's right. He died from the ED68 virus, which is endemic to Honduras. Correct.
You're a parent. I'm a parent. This could be anyone's child.
That's right. No, but it could. Don't you understand it can't affect the elites? They think that they're above the laws of... They actually think that they're above the human condition. They actually believe that they will not be touched by Ebola. They will not be touched by the virus that they brought in from Central America. They believe that they will not be touched. The powerful people in the world believe that they're immune to the laws of humanity. I hope they're right. This is the Savage Nation with the latest breaking news when I come back right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
President Ebola owns the disease. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. We reported, of course, earlier that a second patient has been isolated now in Dallas. This patient had casual contact with the original patient zero, and we're told, don't worry, we're in charge. There's the liar from the CDC again telling you they're in charge. Don't worry. There's Obama telling you we need open borders. There's John Kerry saying that we need borders to remain open. They're all conducting a criminal act against the American people. It's going to get very serious when more and more people start falling from these diseases. Now, before we go on with all the news headlines, I want to pull the curtain back on what I've been doing all week. I've told you that I'm a little exhausted from all the shows I've been on to promote the book, and I want to thank all the people who've had me on, and there's more to come this week. But earlier this week, meaning yesterday, I was on the KSFO San Francisco Morning Show. It was actually the best interview of all so far, and I want to thank Brian and Katie for that interview, and I want you to see how good this was. This is my home station in San Francisco, KSFO, yesterday on the Savage Nation. Fire away.
There is nobody like him on the radio. He has more academic degrees than a thermometer, a master's degree in medical botany, a second degree in medical anthropology, a PhD from UC Berkeley in epidemiology and nutrition sciences, New York Times best-selling author, top-rated talk show host. He put Hot Talk 560 KSFO on the map, and he joins us live right now to talk about his new book. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Michael Savage. I wanted to talk to you about this because nobody in radio has the credentials to talk about this the way you do, Michael. I'm frightened. I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm afraid.
Well, look, if you like your Honduran flu in the schools, you can keep your Honduran flu. It's part of Obamacare. I mean, he's giving us the gift that keeps on giving. This is a great man. When you think about it, the African nations surrounding Liberia and the other nations plagued with Ebola are prohibiting travel from the nations plagued with Ebola. So this means that African dictatorships have more intelligent leadership than we do. How's that? How's that working out for America? I mean, it's common sense. You don't need a PhD in anything except common sense. If you have a raging, out-of-control viral illness in one country, and it's a killer, you close the borders. You don't let them into your country. Not only do we not let them in, we invite them in for treatment. But even better than that, if you're Barack Obama and you're really a genius, you send 5,000 troops there, knowing statistically some of them will come back asymptomatic and spread the disease in America. It doesn't get any better than that. Where'd this man get his brains? I mean, he must have been born in the reeds around Lake Michigan. He must have come out of the reeds.
Okay, then there's another. You talked about the Honduran flu. You were the first guy to talk about this. I was listening to your show a couple months ago when we started hearing about this enterovirus, and you made the connection between the illegals newly arrived in this country and the virus. Okay, this is another one on Barack Obama's doorstep.
But here's the worst strain of virus that is associated with this flu that's called the mystery flu is not a mystery at all. And what's killing me is that there's not an epidemiologist, not a public health worker, nobody in the entire American medical establishment who will say it like it is. It's shocking. I've never lived in a system like this. You'd expect one scientist to come out and say, wait a minute, that strain is endemic in Nicaragua and Honduras.
Right.
We've known for years it's endemic there. These kids
right.
brought it in. There's no resistance to it. Okay? But not one of them will say it. It's worse than the Soviet Union in the 1950s. That's how far we've fallen under this dictator from Chicago.
Let's tie all of this in to your new book, Stop the Coming Civil War.
Well, what's there to tie in? People say, come on, you're just some right-wing nut. What civil war? Well, excuse me, he declared war in America the day he took office, didn't he? Didn't he say he was going to transform America?
Yep.
Why, it needed transformation into what? What did we need to become? Beijing? Damascus? What was he trying to turn us into? Well, he's done for 6 years everything he could to decimate every system in the United States of America. Let's start with the military. Because to me, Brian, we can argue over everything, no matter which side of the aisle we're on. One thing we all agree on is national security, I would hope. Although with liberals, I'm not so sure of that. But let's say sane people believe we need national security, especially in the age of the throat cutters, the head cutters, the mad Islamist jihadists, right? We all want national security. Then why has he decimated the military? Why has he cut the military to the bone to the lowest level since World War I? Why is he destroying the Navy? Why did he get rid of one of the greatest tank-killing weapons the Air Force ever had, the Warthog? Think about what this man is doing. It's as though we have an enemy within who has taken over the government, but he's such a smooth talker that, 30 million people see what he's doing, and the rest are blind or don't care? So why should they complain about a federal government that feeds them? Isn't that how dictatorships grow? Let's go to the next step. This is very important. Mm-hmm. America, by the leftist lunatics in the Bay Area especially, those who live off the government dole, these idiots in the streets, the Occupy scum, say that America is a greedy capitalist country, yet half the population is subsidized. And yet half of the population, which is subsidized, think that they're victims. They think that they're victims, yet Obama and their representatives run the government. Go figure that one out, Brian. Look, let's get down to brass tacks. We can talk about this as though it's an esoteric discussion and it's just fun. But when you're bringing people in with Ebola and ED68 and children are dying, this is no longer even a question of whether he's right or wrong, whether you're a liberal or a conservative. As I've said 1,000 times, microbes do not discriminate. They don't care if you're a commie. Mm-hmm. They don't care if you live in the Mission District and you have a half a beard growing out of your ear and that you're a hipster and you smoke too many cigarettes and you're for global warming. The microbe's going to get to you just as well. Mm-hmm. So how could anyone who's sane not see what Hussein is doing? Look, it's why I wrote Stop the Coming Civil War. Yes, I've got to talk about the book for a minute. People have to understand that we have 30 days to save America. What I'm saying is he's declared war on America, the entire Democrat, Socialist, Islamist machine. See, I don't call them socialist or communist anymore. The Democrat Party is a Democrat, Socialist, Islamist party. It's a closed shop. It's a mafia. Take a look at San Francisco. Are you telling me you can reach Dianne Feinstein and Nancy Pelosi? You can reach them and say, look, we may disagree, but are you kidding me?
No.
We're living in the equivalent of Serbia here when it was run by a dictatorship. I mean, Marshal Tito may as well be running America today. There's no way of reaching a Democrat, Socialist, Islamist party. So what am I saying? I'm saying it all hinges on the coming election. We throw Harry Reid out. We get rid of everyone with a D next to their name. We say, well, okay, then we get the tepid Republicans. Yes, that's right. Why is that better? Because once the cowardly Republicans win and we put them in office, we can lobby them because they're more vulnerable. They're more frightened than the Democrat, Socialist, Islamist mafia. The Republicans can be made to listen. That's my opinion. That's my hope. Town hall meetings. Remember how we shook them up a number of years ago, how frightened they were?
Yes.
At the town hall meetings? I can guarantee you when we take back the Senate, we can save the country. That's my hope. That's my dream. It's why I wrote Stop the Coming Civil War.
And again, this is a must-read book, folks. You have to get it right away. MichaelSavage.com. Go there, MichaelSavage.com, and order Stop the Coming Civil War. Dr. Savage, thank you for spending extended time with us this morning.
Love your show. Bye now.
Savage.
That was probably one of my better interviews. Maybe I feel, you know, at home here on KSFO in San Francisco. But whatever it is, right now the CDC is lying to America, holding a press briefing on the Ebola outbreak. Can we dip back into that mumbling about how safe we all are and not to worry, even though they just carted out another Ebola patient who had a casual contact with patient zero? We have that, Robert?
System, or to anyone who's participating in the process of burial. We have one last question. And that'll
be doing real good, Friedkin. Your mother must be very proud of you. Look at this. She sent you to medical school. Look what you wound up doing with your mouth and your brain.
And Kent Brantley, but there was another patient who was brought here to Atlanta.
Turn it off. I can't listen. I can't listen to the government media complex. I can't take it. So let's go to some news headlines here. Fox News headlines. Five U.S. airports to fever screen travelers from Ebola epicenter. Travelers arriving from Ebola-stricken countries in West Africa will start to have their temperatures taken. Now, that's interesting. Is it going to be oral or the other way? Neil, are they going to get special TSA agents to do the thermometers? Yeah. Where are they going to do it? In a private room in the back or what? Travelers arriving from Ebola-stricken countries will have to have their temperatures taken? Ooh, I don't like that story. Is there going to be a special class of TSA agent that uses thermometers? I don't know how that's going to work. I guess they do them by, they do it by finger now, don't they? They don't have to put the thermometer in your under your tongue anymore. I remember my childhood. I wasn't very it wasn't very pleasant. All the fevers I had. I don't know. Maybe that screwed me up. Who knows? But today they do it by putting some device on your finger. They can see what your temperature is. All right. It would make more sense, of course, to just close the borders. Yep. Stop the flights from West Africa. Yep. Spain euthanizes pet dog of Ebola-infected woman. Okay. Let's see. UN medic tests positive for Ebola. Oh, uh-huh. First Ebola patient diagnosed in the U.S. dies. I guess they should erect a statue to him because he was a real victim of America's indifference, I think. Thomas Eric Duncan should go next to George Washington, or perhaps they should put a statue of him on Mount Rushmore because he slipped through the cracks. We didn't treat him properly. If we had only gone to Liberia earlier and given billions of dollars, why, this death could have been avoided. I mean, he should be on Mount Rushmore, a new American hero now. What else is in the news? Violence in Turkey. Thanksgiving is, what, a month and a half? Violence in Turkey? What, they're fighting over a turkey? Oh, police clash with Kurds, demanding action on ISIS. Well, Turkey's becoming an Islamist nation. And the poor Kurdish people who are trapped in Turkey are trying to say action on ISIS, and so the police attack the Kurds, not ISIS. I get it. ISIS fighting Kobani cause for alarm in Turkey. U.S. prods Turkey over an action. I don't like that phrase, U.S. prods Turkey, combined with the other headline. I don't know. It mixes up in my head. U.S. prods Turkey and five U.S. airports to fever screen travelers. There's something weird, because I know around Thanksgiving time, don't we check the temperature of a turkey? Isn't that what we do around Thanksgiving? We put a thermometer in it to see if it's done. I have a couple of them in my drawer. You have like a spike on the end of a round thermometer, and you make certain that the thigh is done, or the who knows what, whatever. Palestinian protesters and Israeli police clash at Jerusalem Holy Site. Oh, here we go again. Justice Kennedy allows gay marriage in Nevada, keeps Idaho on hold. How does that... I don't understand. How could Justice Kennedy allow gay marriage in Nevada but keep Idaho on hold when the people voted? Who made him God Almighty? I guess we did. Justice Kennedy allows gay marriage in Nevada, keeps Idaho on hold. That's a real important story in an age of Ebola, really. I mean, it's like last decade's issue. I would think all the gays in America should line up against open borders, frankly. That would make sense to me. This is the Savage Nation. 855-407-2822. Let's go to some of the callers on any topic. Any topic you'd like to talk about, let's go to Michigan. WJR, Susan, welcome to the Savage Program. What's on your mind?
Dr. Savage, your book being AWOL is a headline. You're giving us the headlines. That's a headline. I've been to three...
Yes, the suppression of my book in Barnes & Noble and other chains, even though they were bought, front of store placement, is a headline. That's right. Books are being suppressed in America. That's right. That's a headline. Thank you. Thanks for writing it for me.
Questioning, though, the apathy and the ignorance, is it being engineered just like the destruction of everything else? It's almost like it's part of a greater picture, just like everything else they're destroying. They're engineering the apathy as well.
I don't know if they're engineering the apathy. I would say that it's the clerks who earn minimum wage who think that they're literary figures deciding to suppress books that they don't like, which is very American, wouldn't you say?
No. You know, I was boiling today over this. It should not be this difficult to buy a book.
No. Well, it shouldn't be that difficult in America, but in Obama's America, it is that difficult. I mean, if you'd like a government media complex book, I'm sure you could find it. Susan, thanks for the report from WJR. Here's a headline. New York PD cop steals money and pepper sprays others. The Internal Affairs Bureau is investigating an incident where a cop allegedly took $1,000 in pay earnings from one man and pepper sprayed a second man and a woman. During a stop and frisk, he took the watch off the man's hand. Oh, my God. Oh, boy. I don't know. I don't believe these creeps that he arrested. Not at all. Nah. I don't believe it at all. It's more racial garbage put out by the lawyer who works for, of the type of lawyer that works for Sharpton. It's a lawsuit against the NYPD. It's that simple. I pity the cops. I don't know how anyone could be a cop in this sick nation of ours when you have such criminals running the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department. Anytime a cop does his job, they're considered a criminal. And every time a criminal does his job, they're considered a victim. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-CON. We've got breaking news on the Savage Nation. Attention, this is breaking news. We reported before the break that a second individual in Dallas who was inside the Ebola victim's apartment was taken into a Ebola unit. Well, guess who he is? A Dallas deputy sheriff who went inside the Ebola victim's apartment, has been rushed to the hospital with symptoms of Ebola. This poor sheriff, a deputy, went inside the African's Ebola apartment last week without protective gear. He was taken away today and being treated for signs and symptoms of Ebola. Now, what's sickening about this story is that the liar and the head of the CDC is continuing to move his mouth and lie to us, telling us how difficult it is to spread the disease. It's a very easy disease to spread. Am I panicking you? No, I'm not panicking you. I'm warning you. I'm alerting you. I'm alarming you. Wake up before it's you. Again, we have the soundbite, breaking news in the Savage Nation. You won't hear it anywhere else. The second individual in Dallas turns out to be a poor Dallas County Sheriff's deputy who was sent inside the Dallas Ebola's victim's apartment last week without protective gear. He's now being treated for signs and symptoms of Ebola, which proves that Friedkin, Kerry, Obama, and all the others are lying to us that it's a difficult disease to spread. Evidence would indicate otherwise. Common sense would indicate that we need quarantine immediately, ban all flights from Africa, seal the nations off, do not let anyone in with Ebola, close the border with Mexico, stop the flood of diseased immigrants from Mexico bringing in ED68 and other illnesses, save America, save America's borders, language, and culture. I warn you. Stop the coming civil war. It's getting worse.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
We got breaking news on The Savage Nation. As reported in the last hour, a second individual has been taken to the hospital to be monitored as a possible second case of Ebola. But here's the bad part of the story. He's a deputy sheriff who had entered the apartment of Patient Zero, the African who came here with the disease to get free medical care. Here's the rest of the story, and it's one that's going to get you very sick. He was in the apartment for only 30 minutes. His children say that he was told he had no chance to contact the virus, and yet now they think he has the virus. He entered the apartment where the African stayed after the African had been admitted to the hospital. He was in the apartment for only 30 minutes, and he was told there was no chance to contact the virus. So you're going to listen to Thomas Friedkin again? African stayed after the African had been admitted to the hospital. He was in the apartment for only 30 minutes, and he was told there was no chance to contact the virus. So are you going to listen to Thomas Friedkin again or Barack Obama again? My friends, I'm telling you this is such a lie, it's beyond comprehension. Because right now the hospital itself is saying this. Right now there are more questions than answers about this case. They don't know what is going on. And by the way, all first responders are also being examined for clinical expressions of the disease. This is a very big developing story. It proves the government is lying to you once again. This time it's about life and death, as usual. Of course, it's about life and death when it comes to our national security. It's about life and death by bringing in diseased children from Central America. It's about life and death by pretending to conduct a fake war against ISIS. It's about life and death by picking on Christians in the military and giving a green light to Muslims in the military. According to CBS 11's news reporter, the detective's children said he woke up this morning feeling sore and a little nauseated, and he went to the clinic as a precaution. We were told by federal officials, county officials, that you would have to come in direct contact with Duncan or direct contact with bodily fluids, and he did not, said his son, Logan, about how his dad may have contracted Ebola. How do you feel about this? Do you still trust the CDC? Do you still trust the NIH? Do you still trust Barack Obama? Do you trust John Kerry in clip number 5? I want you to listen to John Kerry, who should be arrested for crimes against humanity, in my opinion, for repeating the big lie that we're all safe. Listen to clip 5 again.
We need airlines to continue to operate in West Africa, and we need borders to remain open.
Okay, I give up. I give up. I've been trying for years. I told you when I entered radio 30 years ago when I had tried to write a book called Immigrants and Epidemics, and although I had a degree from Berkeley, a PhD, and had written 6 books that were really good books, no one in New York would publish it because they said it's too controversial. I said, but it's true. I even showed the diseases that immigrants had brought into America at that time. And I'm talking about a long time ago. No, they said we can't touch it because it will offend the immigrant community and the civil rights lawyers of the type that represent Al Sharpton with the situation there of the rape victim. See, the lawyers seem to control America, don't they? Everyone's afraid of a lawsuit. Well, at some point, I think even lawyers, even filthy, dirty lawyers with too long gray hair are going to realize that, let us say this, they could live in a 25th floor penthouse, they could be worth $2.5 billion, they could rape women after coming back from Al Sharpton's party, but one day they're going to come to realize that they're still part of the biological order and they don't transcend it. They may wear $5,000 suits, they may get one woman after another in their limousines that they get with ill-begotten money. But at some point, they're going to come to understand that microbes do not discriminate. And microbes might just attack them, as well as evil right-wingers who want to expose them for the louts that they are. Breaking news, Dallas Ebola patient died. Meanwhile, a second patient, a deputy sheriff who went into the apartment, did not have any direct contact with the African who brought it to America, courtesy of Obama and John Kerry. And, of course, every Democrat, socialist, Islamist in the country who keep telling us the big lie that we need open borders. How do you feel about this incident? Do you feel safe that your government is taking care of you? When the hell are you going to wake up to the fact that just because you don't like my politics on some issues, I may be your best bet on others? KSFO San Francisco, Drew, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Good morning, or afternoon, Dr. Savage. These people are not serious. They're still practicing the idea of containment How can you have containment when they're handling all the dead corpses? These people in Africa should not be allowed to handle the dead. They should be burned and incinerated on the spot. You cannot treat this. The policies that they're using to treat this cannot be duplicated on a large scale. I mean, the cost right now being incurred just for these one or two patients cannot be duplicated.
But Drew, what about the military being sent in harm's way by Barack Obama? All those young men and women being sent on airplanes into this damn Ebola zone.
They're going to end up on body detail. It is past the point of containment. It's at the point now where they need to send men in with flamethrowers and start torching everything.
Well, let's stop with the flamethrowers. What you do is you slam the border shut within the Ebola nations. You stop all flights from the Ebola nations. Other countries have done so. Why Obama won't do so is pretty evident to me. It's not that he wants to bring Ebola to America, as some fear. It's that his agenda is one of open borders. And the minute they realize that they have to admit they were wrong on this issue, the people will start to grumble and say, well, wait a minute, what about Mexico? Why are we letting so many infected school children into our schools from Honduras? Is there a connection between the viral outbreak that they call a mystery illness or mystery virus and what's happening to our children? A little boy died in New Jersey the other day from this virus, the ED68 virus, courtesy of the Obama administration, in my estimation. And now we have a sheriff's deputy. How do you like that? The man's family said that health officials had reassured them that Ebola can only be transmitted through the blood or bodily fluids of someone who is showing symptoms. That's what you get for following orders. That's what you get for listening to Thomas Friedkin, Anthony Fauci, Barack Obama, and John Kerry. Ladies and gentlemen, would you have gone into that apartment after the Ebola victim was taken out? This is more from the liberal open borders. This is what you get in the United States of America when the virus of liberalism rages out of control. I warned you for years this was going to happen. You think I'm happy telling you I was right? I wish I had been wrong. I wish it had just been, let us say, my fears, my worst fears. But now that my worst fears are coming true, what do you want me to tell you? I was wrong? Well, let me give you some new fears. If I was right about immigrants and epidemics with regard to ED68 and now Ebola, am I wrong about Stop the Coming Civil War? Am I wrong in predicting what this administration is likely to do in the months ahead? I don't know. Why don't you decide? You could say I'm just an alarmist. I just want to sell books. You could say anything you want. Well, you also said I was wrong about immigrants and epidemics. Was I right or was I wrong? I was right. I wrote that 30 years ago. Well, now I'm writing Stop the Coming Civil War, but that may come in 30 months rather than in 30 years. You have to understand what I'm saying to you. It's for the betterment of America, not for the advancement of Michael Savage. David in Los Angeles, welcome to the Savage program. Go ahead, please.
Privilege to speak with you. Now, everybody knows what the problem is now in America, and you've got the most intelligent, thoughtful listeners, in my opinion. And I'm calling because I want to focus in on what you said about the people at the bookstore, at the Barnes & Noble. And people, if you can't fight to take back the bookstore, because let me tell you, it takes a lot more than that, and that's a starting point. And I'd like you to talk about that again.
Yes, I said that let's start by taking back the bookstores. If you don't have the guts to go into bookstores that are burying and hiding my book, even though they've ordered them, and even though they're not following the directives of their own company, if you don't have the guts to go find my book and put it anymore, that's all I want to say. Now, the next question is ISIS going to plan on weaponizing Ebola? Odoma leaves our borders wide open, like a door swinging in the breeze, right? So we're supposed to say they can't bring Ebola in through the border? If they've got suicide bombers willing to blow themselves up with vests, explosive vests, which they do, psychotic, deranged, homicidal maniacs who think they're going to go to Muslim heaven, why couldn't they take the Ebola virus and in some ways contain it within one of these individuals and have them blow themselves up, God forbid, in the United States of America, disseminating the virus? Can't happen here, right? The government will protect you. There's nothing to see. Keep on moving. Move it along. We'll protect you. We need open borders. Listen to John Kerry. Listen to Friedkin. Listen to Obama. Dismiss Michael Savage. Call him any name under the sun, but don't listen to a word he says. Forget Ferguson. Forget Ferguson, Missouri. This illegal alien infected one of our bravest, a deputy sheriff. Now, there are things that can be done and things that should be done. And the sheriff's department should know better than anyone, as first responders, including firemen, what they need to do in order to avoid getting Ebola in the future. This man was told that you can only get it by coming in direct contact with bodily fluids. And this sheriff's deputy did not have any contact at all with this African who came here for free medical care. He never had direct contact with the patient. He did enter the apartment where the African stayed after the sick African had been admitted to the hospital. The sick African came from Liberia. He was living in a mud hut. Where did he get the money to get here? Who brought him in? He certainly didn't earn it. He was unemployed, wasn't he? Who paid for him to come here? They're now responsible for the Ebola epidemic that's breaking out in Dallas. Why don't you find out which one of your churches, which one of your do-gooders, which one of your wonderful do-gooder churches in the Dallas area brought him in? Because they should be held responsible for this. That's the breaking news. I'm sorry to give you the bad news, but don't blame me. I didn't bring Ebola to America. I've been telling you to close the borders for years now. And that's the Ebola scare sends Dallas County Sheriff's deputy to hospital. He is the victim. It's now the cops, the first responders, who have to do something to take America back. I rest my case. I rest my case. It's those of you who are first responders who better stand up to the filthy liars, because they'll kill all of you if you don't. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
I know that the American people are concerned about the possibility of an Ebola outbreak, and Ebola is a very serious disease. At the same time, it is important for Americans to know the facts. And that is that because of the measures that we've put in place, as well as our world-class health system,
you like,
and the nature of the Ebola virus itself.
Nation. Thank you, Mr. President. If you look at a map of Africa and you see where the disease is focused right now, Liberia is one country. There are others where poor people are dying like flies from Ebola. And that's something for us to think about and send aid and such for them to take care of themselves. But the surrounding African nations do not permit people from the infected nations to enter their nation, which means that third world dictators have more common sense than Barack Obama and the head of the CDC, the head of the NIH, Harvard School of Public Health, Berkeley School of Public Health. Put them all together, and what you have is a mishmash of recipients of grants, and they will say anything that the government wants them to say to make sure that the sugar keeps flowing. Yes, I'm worried, and you should be worried too. Of course, you can dismiss it and say it's just right-wing hype and there's nothing to worry about, and you can continue to put your head in the sand. No one is going to tell you otherwise, because you wouldn't listen anyway. Your mind is made up. After all, liberals know everything, don't they? And so instead of talking about what is impossible to talk about, which is common sense, I want to talk about the launch of the most important book of our time called Stop the Coming Civil War. I really don't care who poo-poos it. But according to Michael Savage, our nation is at the end of the road, and the seeds of a second conflagration have been sown by the Barack Obama minions. Remember what Obama said when he came to power. He wanted to transform America. Can anyone listening to this show, I don't care what your politics are, anyone listening to this show tell me that in the last 6 years, the education level in our schools is higher than it was when he took power? Well, you can't, because it isn't. Because the schools have been melted down. There's been a war on our schools by Arne Duncan, the head of the education department. Arne Duncan has spent more time trying to inculcate propaganda rather than teach reading, writing, and arithmetic, which is why we've fallen to a lower level than ever. How about the war on civil rights or the war on science? Can anyone listening to this show tell me that there has not been a war on the U.S. military? Well, anyone in the military would tell you there has been a war in the U.S. military, but not by Russia, not by China, but the war in the U.S. military has come from Leon Panetta, which I think is ironic and funny. The man who decimated the military is now putting out a book saying he tried to warn Obama not to decimate the military. They have it both ways, don't they? My prediction is Panetta's book will die while mine will live, because Panetta was a clown when he was the head of the Defense Department. He was a bigger clown when he was the head of the CIA, and now he's a bigger clown trying to pose as an independent author. There's been a real war in the U.S. military. And let me start by giving you a quick history lesson. In early September of 1901, then Vice President Theodore Roosevelt stood on a stage at the Minnesota State Fair and quoted an old proverb that would be from that moment on and forever his. Just 2 weeks later, he'd begin his tenure as one of our strongest presidents. And although an assassin's bullet, which ripped through President William McKinley's stomach, put Roosevelt in the Oval Office, the phrase he spoke to the Minnesota fairgoers is the foundation on which his presidential legend began. And he said this. He said, "Speak softly, but carry a big stick." I tell you this for one reason, so you can make a comparison with what we have in the White House today. I don't think anybody since Teddy Roosevelt has put together a sentence that better captures how the President of the United States should act, and it's this. Because under Obama, it's speak loudly and carry a limp stick. What has been happening to veterans in our VA hospitals is a telltale sign of this administration's attitude toward the military. I will not go into the VA scandal here. It's in Chapter 4 of the book. But I will talk about all of the generals and all of the majors and all of the captains that have been dismissed by Stalin Obama. In Stalin's time, the military was decimated by firing squad. In our time, it is decimated by a threat of killing their pensions. My friends, this military is weaker than it's been in our lifetime. It's weaker than it's ever been. And I'll give you one further example. Not only the generals who've been purged, the majors and others, but weapon systems. Obama killed the Warthog about 4 or 5 months ago. Many of you don't know what a Warthog is. The Warthog is an American military airplane that's known as a tank killer.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. You're listening to Michael Savage and the Savage Nation. Coming up next is Mark Levin, 3 to 6, on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I know that at least 10 ISIS fighters have been caught coming across the Mexican border in Texas. Because I've asked the Border Patrol, caught them at the border. Therefore, we know that ISIS is coming across the border. And if they catch 5 or 10 of them, then you know there's going to be dozens more that did not get caught by the Border Patrol. But that's how you know. All you have to do is ask the Border Patrol.
That's one of our best representatives, Duncan Hunter. His father was also great. Warning us that Obama's open borders policies to permit these children with diseases in order to create the new North American, South American continent is now permeated by ISIS fighters. It's permeable, rather, and ISIS fighters are crossing the border. Here's a story to show you how Sharia law is being slowly but stealthily pushed into America by the radical Islamists with their liberal vermin friends. Listen to the headline, Muslim woman barred from Colorado pullover dress. All righty? The next headline, Muslim mother turned away from rec center pool. A Colorado city is standing by its decision to turn away a Muslim woman from its recreation center pool for wearing an Islamic dress over a shirt and pants. Saba Ali said she offered to just wear the shirt and pants to swim, but was denied. Commerce City spokeswoman Michelle Halstead said street clothes aren't allowed in the pool because they can increase the likelihood of contamination and waterborne illness. She says full-body swimsuits are allowed, including burkinis, which are loose-fitting full-body swimsuits with a hood made for Islamic women. You're a hood. Can you imagine women who want to wear a hood? Can you imagine the psychosis of a religion that puts a woman in a hood? What country on earth would permit this in a modern world? France has banned the burqa. Anyway, this lovely prize of Islam says that she was banned from the pool because she's Muslim. You know what it is. She got a lawyer of the type that Al Sharpton has used. And she's looking for a lawsuit. Someone wrote this. What is this country coming to? It's okay by me if she wants to drown wearing too much clothing and water. Ooh, that's awful. Another one writes, Islamization of America and Sharia law coming to a neighborhood near you. Another one said, maybe they thought she was going to commit jihad in the shallow end. Then someone says, are women even allowed to swim in public under the Quran? Women do not have any right on the Quran. I mean, it's very interesting. And someone wrote this, sanitation rules are lost on people who eat on the floor with their bare hands. Ooh, that's nasty. But here's an example of how liberalism, run by lawyers of the type that Al Sharpton's used all these years, are now using Muslims to break down America's sanity at the lowest level. I've got to play some sound bites for you that are amazing. First is the clueless John Kerry, who, in my opinion, should be impeached for what he says. He says in response to the plague of Ebola, we need to keep the borders open. And then we go to Pat Buchanan, who says the opposite. Listen to clips 5 and 8 on the Savage Nation.
We need airlines to continue to operate in West Africa, and we need borders to remain open. And we need to strengthen the medevac capacity. We need countries to contribute more Ebola treatment centers. And we need other African countries with the capacity to send
responders. Let's stop right here. John Kerry should be impeached for this. He should go to Africa and become an aid worker if he believes that there's no chance of it spreading. Now let's listen to Pat Buchanan in clip 8.
Our first duty is to our families. It's to one another. When I was a kid, we had 9 children in the Buchanan family, 2 parents. We were regularly quarantined for measles, mumps, scarlet fever, and things like that, and chicken pox. It wasn't because they disliked Catholic families, large families. It was to protect the community.
Right. Borders, language, culture, of course, immigrants and epidemics. I've been preaching that for 30 years. And I've been praying, by the way, for a godsend to save the country from Obama and the four horsewomen of the apocalypse. And what I'm about to say should not be misinterpreted. God acts in very strange ways. Sometimes it takes an epidemic for people to wake up. The radical leftists who are running this country run it like it's a religion or like a mafia. It's one and the same thing in most cases. It's a religious mafia that is absolutely closed to any opinions that go up against their doxies or their belief system. So if you say to them, close the border, stop the flights from the Ebola-ridden nations, they say, well, we can't do that because we have to admit that we were wrong about open borders. Their mantra is open borders are good, open borders are great, open borders are good for the economy, open borders are this, open borders are that. It's all a lie. It's a gigantic lie. A nation is defined by its borders, language, and culture, as I've said for 30 years. A cell is defined by its cell membrane. If you puncture the cell membrane, bad stuff gets in and the good stuff oozes out. Is it any different with the Mexican border? Look at the bad stuff that's oozed into this country, and I mean ED68. From Central American countries where that virus is endemic. It's infecting our children. It's killed several of them. Not one word from any of the hacks who know how to make a Windsor knot and go on television with their twisted mouths. They look like Al Sharpton's lawyer found in a penthouse afterwards having raped one of the women, allegedly raped one of the women who attended this dirtbag's 60th birthday party. Big story in New York, by the way. Hasn't made it west of the Hudson River. But I always wondered, by the way, as a side note, how Al Sharpton was able to get away with what he's gotten away with. And I didn't know it till I saw the face of Sanford Rubinstein, the lawyer who makes my flesh crawl. He's a stereotype of everything wrong with the people I ran away from in New York, all wrapped up in one old man with long hair. That's the man who did it. That's the man who sued the New York Police Department over and over and over again and made a fortune doing so. That's how that dirtbag street radical has gotten so far as to virtually dictate to America who shall be the next Justice Department chief. That's how far this country has fallen. And you know, here's a real interesting fact. You know that I've been banned from Fox News because of the globalists who own it. But I do know this. We're halfway to our target. Let me explain what I mean by that. In order for me to make the New York Times bestseller list next week, I have to sell a certain number of copies. I'm going up against ferocious competition supported by Fox, ABC, CBS, NBC, USA Away, New York Times, LA Times. I have no one in the media to speak of. We're halfway to being number one. There are 3 days left for you to go and buy the book in a bookstore. It's that simple. How's that? I mean, many of you intend to buy it. This is the week I need. It's like, I'll tell you the new metrics of movies and books. Here's what it is. You may as well learn something I only learned recently. In the old days, a movie could take a while to take off. They got 2 weeks now. If a movie doesn't make it in 2 weeks, it's finished. It's garbage. It's on cable. It's the same in books. You make it week one and week two or forget about it. The book is remaindered. So if you want the message of stop the coming civil war, if you want to talk about the horrors of what's actually going on and you intend to buy it, I need you this week. It's that simple. I know that the Hornets are performing here this weekend in San Francisco as part of the Blue Angels. And I love that show. I like to go out on my balcony up in San Francisco and watch them fly. It looks to be like 50 feet off my balcony. There's nothing like hearing them whistle by. I mean, it's stirring. They're the greatest. Fighter pilots are a combination of electrical engineers, mechanical engineers, ballet dancers, black belt judo experts, and then throw a few more expertise levels in there, and you'll find out what a fighter pilot is. So I love watching the Blue Angels. I only wish the Blue Angels were over there blowing up the Abrams tank stolen by ISIS. You know why? Because as I point out in Stop the Coming Civil War, this ISIS game is just a game. It's a charade. The reason we're not blowing up the tanks they stole is because they were allowed to steal the tanks because they're going to be used to knock out Assad and bring down Assad's regime in Syria and open that country up to a slaughter of Christians and Alawites that the world has never, ever seen. And if you think I'm making this up because I want to excite you, you're wrong. I will go back to Libya for a moment. Gaddafi was weakened by our air campaign. And then the tribes who were opposing him, which was Al-Qaeda, overthrew him. He was captured. And he said, don't kill me, because if you kill me in Libya, tribes will take over Libya and you'll have a lawless government as you have in Somalia. Well, of course, Hillary listened to that. And she said, we came, we saw, he died. Hillary and the four horsewomen of the apocalypse had a big laugh after Gaddafi was assassinated. And look what we have in Libya now that they overthrew Gaddafi, the dictator. We have warlords. We have tribes running Libya. We have a lawless Somalia emerging in Libya. Same thing almost happened in Egypt. And if the same thing is allowed to happen in Syria with the overthrow of the evil dictator Assad, you will see a slaughter of Christians like you've never seen in your life. And what are you going to do then? You're going to say, I didn't warn you? You're going to say people didn't know it was happening? Just as you say, where did Ebola come from? How did it suddenly emerge? My friends, my book, Stop the Coming Civil War, predicted this. You can take it to work. You can put it at your workstation. You can put it on your coffee table. You can go to work with it in your hand. I'm trying to warn you that America is at the breaking point. We have to change the current government. We have to stop the liberal left-wing policies that are eating away at the principles that Americans hold most dear. Use your power at the voting booth. Join your fellow Americans in helping to stop the coming civil war. See, as I speak with you right now, churches are being burned in the Middle East. Have you seen that recently on any of your news outlets? No. Churches are being burned. Christians are being killed. How come you don't hear anything about it? Why is it we heard about the Holocaust? We heard about the Holocaust long after the Holocaust occurred, as we should. Well, the Holocaust is occurring right now against Christians, and there's not a word being said about it in American synagogues, so far as I know. I said it last Friday night in a synagogue. I was invited to speak at a Yom Kippur service amongst a very Orthodox group, and they asked me to say a few words. They didn't think I would bring politics into it. And I said something I thought was a little interesting for a very religious Jewish group. And there were hundreds of people, men and women, men separated from the women, women from the men. I talked about they have to learn how to use a weapon. I told them they have to learn how to protect themselves. I told them they have to learn how to protect themselves and not look to others to protect them. Because the Jewish people are like sheep in this country. They think somebody is going to protect them. What they need to understand is that ancient martial artists in China learned the art of martial arts from the monks. They were peace-loving people, but they had to learn how to defend themselves. The Israelis learn that. The Israelis know that they have to walk with a Bible in one hand and an Uzi in the other. That's why they're still a nation of Israel. The only people who haven't learned that are the American Jewish people. They still think someone's going to protect them. But what they don't understand, with Hussein Obama in the White House, Israel has become persona non grata. How they could not understand this is incomprehensible to me. And so I said to that synagogue audience Friday night in my concluding remarks, that this country was much safer from a national security level when we had practicing Christians in the White House. And I felt a silence come over the audience. They didn't quite understand what I was saying to them. So I said it again. I said when we had practicing, believing Christians in the White House, I slept safer at night. I don't think ISIS would have arisen under George Bush. I think George Bush would have crushed them like the lice that they are. But right now, as I speak with you tonight on the radio across America and perhaps the world, this band of Nazi Islamist evildoers is about to take over a major city on the border of Syria, a city being protected and defended, rather, by the poor Kurds. If they take that city, they will kill the men in front of their women. They will rape the women in front of their children. They will convert them to Islam because, as you well know, they are the practitioners of the religion of peace. And that's how they practice their religion of pieces. And that's what's going on right in front of your eyes. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. Well, The good news is America is alive and well, the real America, the taxpayers, those who keep the poor alive by paying such high taxes. Did you know that yesterday's article, 30 Days to Save America, about my book, Stop the Coming Civil War, that was written by WorldNet Daily, and I want to thank Art Moore for that, had 1.2 million hits in one day? You could dismiss me if you like, but do so at your own risk of being irrelevant. 1.2 million hits yesterday on the article talking about Stop the Coming Civil War. That's a remarkable statement in a media saturated with so many opportunities for distraction. The news on michaelsavage.com is, let's see, officials such as John Kerry say ISIS will capture Kobani, but it's not a big concern to us. No, John, what is a big concern to you? Pushing the radical Democrat, socialist, Islamist agenda, Mr. Kerry? Dallas Ebola patient died, as you know. He never should have been allowed into the country. The virus claimed its first victim in the U.S. I wouldn't call him a victim in the U.S. He's an African who came here with a deadly virus, and he came here to get free medical treatment, idiots. Thanks to Obama's open borders policies, we now have Ebola in America. This didn't have to happen. Meanwhile, our dear leader says there's a sense that the world is spinning so fast and nobody's able to control it. That's at a fundraiser in New York, and everyone cheered. Okay, I rest my case. Yeah, Savage warns of a second civil war. Meanwhile, I never really understood how a lowlife, a street rat like Al Sharpton could get so far in America to have become not only a street agitator, but in the White House, in and out of the White House under Obama. Well, I found it out over the weekend when I saw the Sharpton lawyer who appeared on the scene was the man behind him for all these years. That's right. A man in the Sharpton lawyer rape case. He has a name, Sanford Rubinstein. Sanford Rubinstein is the lawyer behind Sharpton. He made his fortune by suing the New York Police Department for alleged incidents against minorities. He is the mouthpiece, who I call the mousepiece. They say he's hung like a cashew, by the way, because it's a sex case. I didn't say that. They did. Apparently, he's a real sexy guy, the 72-year-old Rubinstein. There's his picture. He's the man behind Sharpton. He's also a top official in the Reverend Al Sharpton Shakedown Group National Action Network. Well, apparently, one of the women who attended, a black lady, says she was raped by him. I don't want to give you the details. It's beyond comprehension. It's beyond comprehension when you actually see the mouthpiece behind Al Sharpton. And now you understand how he got where he got. It wasn't based on civil rights. It was based upon lawsuits against the police in the city of New York. By the way, before I leave this story, attorney Sanford Rubinstein accused of rape, big story in New York, by the way, after Al Sharpton's party, is worth approximately $2.5 billion. How do you like that? Who says crime doesn't pay? Which is not to allege that he committed any crime, of course. He's on the other side of the law. He's a lawyer. I mean, look at the wonderful cast of characters he represents, Al Sharpton and others suing the police. So he's a good man. He's a liberal. That's one of the stories you should pay attention to, because there's no end to the bottom, is there? Not when it comes to liberalism. Meanwhile, the producer of an anti-Obamacare movie has been hit with an IRS audit. Incidentally, Obama's turncoat team, closest advisors, now outspoken critics, don't believe a word of it. It's all for a sham. They're not really his critics. It's to make it look as though there are critics. Jesse Jackson was in Dallas yesterday to address the Ebola scare, meaning to scare people about Ebola, and see if he could cash in on it, in my opinion. So before I leave you tonight, again, I want to remind you there are only 30 days left to save America. You can play a part by voting in November and convincing one person who's on the fence to vote anybody but a Democrat. Show them Stop the Coming Civil War. It's our last chance. This is Michael Savage saying good night and God bless America.
Savage.